Moncrief on News Talk.
The Book of Kells is one of our most famous tourist attractions, not to mention one of the jewels around our cultural crown. But what if it's not? What if it is, in fact, Scottish? That's the theory Victoria Whitworth puts forward in her new book, The Book of Kells, in Unlocking the Enigma. Good afternoon, Victoria.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, everybody accepts and agrees that it was started on the island of Iona, which I suppose makes it Scottish anyway.
Well, Iona is indeed in Scotland, but I'm making a case that it was actually made on the east coast at the Pictish Monastery of Port Mahomock.
Right, okay. And so had Iona, as far as you're concerned, did Iona have anything to do with it?
I don't think it did. I think when we look hard at the culture of Iona, the one manuscript that we know came from Iona, at the carved stones and the inscribed stones from Iona, they're clearly contemporary. They're 8th century, like the Book of Kells. But the Iona culture, it's all about clarity and communication and very direct. And the Book of Kells is such a contrast. It's all about puzzles and mystery and these wonderful, glamorous images that actually get between the reader and the text. And the reader is supposed to puzzle them out and work them out. And I think unless there was an absolute revolution in the Iona scriptorium, they're very unlikely to have produced the Book of Kells.
Okay.
I'm sure they made glorious, glorious gospel books. I just don't think Kells was one of them.
Okay. And this particular Pictish community, is it correct to say this was only discovered relatively recently?
Well, it had been known for a while that there clearly had been something at Port Mahomock, because both from the village itself, it's this beautiful fishing village on the northeast coast of Scotland, and the general area, there are superbly high quality Pictish cross slabs. But the actual excavations at Port Mahomock were in the late 90s and early 2000s, and then the site report was finally published in 2016. So we know there was a monastery there from around 700 to around 800, and we know they were making books because there was evidence for the manufacture of vellum, there were stylae for writing on wax tablets, and there is the longest and most beautiful and elaborate Latin inscription from anywhere in the British Isles at this period.
And,
on stone.
And the people in Port Mahomock who created these pieces, did they develop the skills and that style there, or did they in turn learn it elsewhere?
Well, I think we need to think about a lot of intercommunication between monasteries in Ireland, monastery at Iona, obviously. Iona is at the southwest end of the Great Glen, and that's like the kind of superhighway up to Port Mahomock, you know, straight up to Loch Ness and to the northeast coast. And also the Northumbrian monasteries like Lindisfarne and Jarrow. These are people who are, they're not isolated and remote, you know, they're talking to each other and they're traveling to the continent as well. They're going to France and Rome. So actually identifying where a particular manuscript comes from is really hard. But
yes,
in terms of all the different strands of evidence, if we look at them archaeologically and art historically, people have been saying for over 100 years that the Book of Kells looks very Pictish. It's just that until Port Mahomock was excavated, we didn't have a Pictish monastery to locate it at.
Yeah, okay. But if you like, stylistically and the way the Book of Kells has been produced, those influences, you're arguing, wouldn't have come from Iona, which was more plain in its execution of such things.
Yes, I think so. The one manuscript that we have from the monastery of Iona is a life of Saint Columba written at the beginning of the 8th century. And it's beautifully clear and precise and hardly any ornamentation and very clear hierarchy of initials, so you know where the chapter begins and where you are all the time, and the strategy of communication on Iona. And it's the same with the inscribed stones from Iona. It's all about getting the message across as quickly and clearly as possible. It's the opposite of Kells.
Yeah. So would you think that the entire book was produced in Port Mahomock? It wasn't added to after that point?
Well, I'm building on research here by the very wonderful Dr. Donoghue McGowan, who has shown that Kells was written by a single scribe, two artists, but one of them was also the scribe. And it's clear that for that scribe, it was a very long-term project. And towards the same hand recurs over and over again in the manuscript. But in the later phases, he's clearly lost a little bit of fine motor control, maybe the nuances of his judgment and his artistic skill. So we're looking at something that was in the possession of one scribe for probably decades. What happened to him? Why the book is unfinished? That's really hard to answer.
Yeah.
Port Mahomock was burned in around 800, and it's quite possible that the Vikings were responsible. We know they burnt Lindisfarne in 793, Iona in 795, so a raid on Port Mahomock around that time is very likely. And it's quite possible that the book left then. Books are very portable objects, and it's quite possible that it went to Iona and from there to Kells, which was founded from Iona in 807, although Kells didn't become a really important monastery till the end of the 9th century.
Yeah.
So maybe it passed through Iona. But I just, I'm arguing that it just doesn't look like an Iona manuscript. It belongs more happily on the Pictish East Coast.
Okay. But you're not proposing we rename it. It's still the Book of Kells. We can still sell
it. Oh, it's absolutely the Book of Kells.
Yeah.
And it's been a great treasure of the church at Kells from the 11th to the 17th century. And there are many later inscriptions copied into it that show it was a beloved possession of Kells.
Yeah. Victoria, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Victoria Whitworth there, author of The Book of Kells, Unlocking the Enigma.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.